Hi there, it's David Lee for the James Bond Dossier again, and it is Tuesday, the 19th of February 2019. And after yesterday, when I was talking about the Bond 25 delay and reasons for that, or potential reasons for that, I'm back talking about the short stories of James Bond. This is a volume which I don't think is produced anymore, but it contains all, I think there are 9 short stories. And last week I was talking about For Your Eyes Only, and which is the first collection, which was published, about 1960, I think. It was five stories, From a View to a Kill, For Your Eyes Only. What else was in there? Quantum of Solace, Risiko, and the Hildebrand rarity. And so, having done that, that was that book that I was talking about there. And this time, though, I want to move on to Octopussy and the Living Daylights. That's one copy. I've got a different copy here, which is actually just 2 stories. I think this was published for the Times a few years ago, and it contains Octopussy and it contains 007 in New York. And in fact, when Octopussy was first published, it was 1966. It was a couple of years after Ian Fleming's death, and his last full-length novel was The Man with the Golden Gun, which he hadn't really finished fully, and so when it was put out, it was received rather critically. But that was the first book published posthumously. Then this one, the following year, and it contained just 2 stories, and first of which is Octopussy, and the second is Property of the Lady, neither of which is a typical 007 adventure, it has to be said. Octopussy is quite interesting, but once again, it hardly features Bond at all. It's the story of somebody else, and Bond is just there to help this man confront his past and what he'd done. So I think it was the paperback edition of Octopussy had The Living Daylights added to it, and for me, that for many years I've considered to be the standout short story. And quite a few years ago, must be going back 15 years or so now, after I moved to Spain, and I was talking to a friend and about the James Bond books, and his dad had always told him to read them, and he actually has the Bond books in French rather than Spanish. And my friend Mark, he wanted to actually read them in English, but he wasn't sure about his English. So I said, well, why don't you try one of the short stories? And I said, look, I've got a spare copy of this. So I gave him Octopussy, and I told him to read The Living Daylights, and he loved it. So if you haven't read any Ian Fleming and you wonder what to start somewhere, start with The Living Daylights. Okay, but that's all I'll say today. I'm running a bit late, so tomorrow, though, I'll go into the first story, Octopussy. Ah, hang on, I haven't finished this yet, have I? The Living Daylights was added for the paperback edition. And then sometime I think it was about 2002, another short story was added, which is 007 in New York, which it's not particularly strong, but it added a few more pages of Ian Fleming for us to read. Okay, that's all for now. I will be back tomorrow. See you then.